22-7 at that point. And then another unfortunate thing, we muffed the kickoff, and now we're starting off on the two-yard line, give up a safety, and then they're going to get the ball right back, and then they score again. So in a matter of about 4 minutes, they've got three scores on the board, and a one-touchdown game is now a 24-point game. Right. And it just kind of snowballs, doesn't it?
It did. Yeah. You know, the kick return was, you know, that's very hard to overcome. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're looking at a 98, because it limits what you can do offensively, and especially us right now, because we haven't established, we don't have an identity as a running team, to be able to just say, we're going to line up and knock you off the ball. I don't know that we can do that with anybody yet. Now, hopefully we get to that point. Obviously not having Colton Coffey, which is a bigger physical, more of a almost like a fullback type. He plays eye back, but he's a more physical runner. Not having him hurts that part of our game. Cody Robinson ran very hard. He's getting better with every carry. And but down inside your two, it's not a good place to be.
I need positive yardage basically to get out of that hole. Yeah.
You know, and then if you looked at the average start, they started to drive on our 25, on our 30. I don't know what it was, but ours had to be inside our 20.
Several times.
Yeah. We were backed up inside our 20 most of the game. And then when their return game was a little better, and they definitely won in the special teams. I mean, we gave up a long punt return for a touchdown.
On the next possession, about a 60-yard punt return, and then now we're in danger of maybe being running clock.
So it's just, and it when that starts to snowball, it is a it's something that can happen fast to anybody. You know, Aurora last year played Grand Island Northwest and got beat 55-12, and it's just. You know, they've actually done some studies on kids today and how you see these lopsided blowouts happen. You know, how do you explain a team like Nebraska getting beat like they did to Wisconsin? And they've actually chalked some of it up to the Nintendo generation, where things will start going bad and they're so used to just being able to hit that reset button. Well, unfortunately, in a real world, there's no reset button.
No, there isn't.
And our kids' effort didn't get bad. It just, a lot of bad things happen. Mm-hmm. You know, we, on punt, they were coming after the punt, and we had to come to a little more of a max protect, and our gunner didn't get outside. Mm-hmm. And obviously, more than just he, we ran down the middle of the field instead of getting in good lanes. Mm-hmm. And what a team like this does is it takes everything that you do that you don't do well, and they really magnify it. You know, they play very sound football, and in that third quarter, especially the first 8 minutes of the third quarter, we did about everything wrong you could do. Mm-hmm. And then from that point on, we played very well again.
Very even after that, yeah. And give you guys credit again, came down and scored a touchdown with a minute 39 to go in the third on a nice run by Cody Robinson, a 6-yarder. Went for two, didn't get it, but you kind of were minus your kicker too. Trevor was kind of tweaked up a little bit there too, and then Josh looked like he might have cramped up a little bit on you too. So we're kind of a slim roster is got a little slimmer too, didn't it, late in the game?
Yeah, it did. You know, we... Mm-hmm. We probably lost a little conditioning last week, to be honest with you. We were unable to practice on Wednesday because we had, we can't start till 5 on heat schedules. Mm-hmm. Wednesday's a church night, and in Alliance you have to be out by 6:30.
Right.
And then a thunderstorm rolled through.
Right, yeah.
So we only practiced for probably about a half hour on Wednesday night. And then, we had a little longer practice on Thursday, but you can't, it's obviously you're not going to condition them on Thursday. Mm-hmm. So I think we probably weren't quite as well conditioned as we were the week before. And, we were minus Sage DeBray, who started week. We were minus Austin Davidson, who was our leading tackler the week before. Mm-hmm. Minus Colton Coffey, who started for us the week before. Mm-hmm. Moses Don went down halfway through the second quarter. Mm-hmm. Trevor Camerzell didn't play in the second half. I mean, there's five starters.
There's five of your starters right there.
Right, the kids that come in, I thought Clayton Nordine come off the bench and had several nice catches in traffic.
Right.
I thought Baden Shalmadine did a nice job. Marcus Alvarado come in and played center and did a great job.
Right. You got Cole Randall in there as a sophomore.
Cole Randall and Devin Stewart. And a kid, Zach Overshiner, because we were thin on the line, on the defensive line, we had him work a lot at defensive end this week. Mm-hmm. And really didn't get many linebacker reps. Well, then Austin Davidson isn't able to play, and Zach Overshiner ends up playing almost the whole game at linebacker.
Yeah.
And so aren't excuses. We have a, you know, we have a philosophy, next guy in. I mean, the next guy's got to be ready to go, and we don't want it to drop off much. But obviously, if you're a starter, you're probably a little ahead of the guy that's behind you. And so it just is an experience thing. We got great experience last night, and our kids played hard, so we know it's going to help us down the road.
Okay, we'll come back. We'll wrap up Coach's Corner in just a moment, right after you hear this for Accent Chiropractic.